Listening Dog Media.
The Hot Mess Mum. The mum most likely to send her kids to school in regular clothes on non-school uniform day. The mum who forgets to sign the permission slip for school trips. The mum who has probably put leftovers in her kids' lunchbox on more than one occasion. But most importantly, the Hot Mess Mum is actually rocking it and is doing a far better job than even she thinks. Please welcome our Hot Mess Mums, telling it as it is, Kelly and Jenny Powell.
It is the Hot Mess Mums Club podcast, and I'm Kelly Pegg.
And I'm Jenny Powell.
And I'm Alex Fletcher. Yay! Thanks for having me, ladies.
She's there.
I'm here. I'm all online and I'm all technical.
Yeah.
Thanks again to Swan for sponsoring this episode of the Hot Mess Mums Club.
We're giving away an incredible voucher for Swan's products worth £2,000 all across this series.
We want to find the most deserving mum in the Hot Mess Mums Club, and we need you to help us.
To do this, all you need to do is go to hotmessmumsclub.com/win and let us know all about the person you're nominating.
Entries close at 23:59 on Thursday, the 3rd of December 2020. After this, we'll go through all the entries before finding our hero mum of 2020. Good luck!
The Hot Mess Mums. Kelly Pegg with Jenny Powell.
You're all so who did you get to help you out with your technicality?
So I've literally stole my husband's laptop because I've got Hanson's headphones on. Because right. I'm just useless at anything like this. I mean, I think you are my first Zoom. Believe it or not.
You've done
I didn't do all them online quizzes, you know, the way people done all that. I just hid away a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
Did you?
So I did, oh. I did.
So it was a conscious effort. You thought, listen, at last I can get away from everyone, so I'm not going to invite myself on the Zooms.
Yeah. No, I just, I don't know whether I'm a bit old-fashioned or what.
We're with you.
I like to speak on the phone, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, bless
so
you.
So it is a bit like, and you get a bit vain, don't you, when you can see, I'm sick of seeing myself on the telly, do you know what I mean? It's like,
but you really look lovely.
Yeah. You do,
like,
and I love the hair. That's been the talk of the town, hasn't it?
Oh, well, do you know what? This is obviously for the storyline, and they were like, Alex, are you happy about it? And I thought it's a change. I had been this colour before.
Right.
My uncle's a hairdresser, so I'm like, you know, I'm confident with him. So, yeah, and I can go back next year when the storyline's done.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Why it's changed for the storyline. I know you can't tell us anything, but...
There's a bit of a single white female thing going on, bit of a love triangle. So it's been good.
Well, Hollyoaks is
kept me busy.
It's quite saucy, isn't it, Hollyoaks? There's always something going on, affairs, murders, you know.
Yeah.
There is always something. Yeah. So that must be really fun to be sort of involved in that kind of soap again.
Do you know what? I think Hollyoaks are the only one that can get away with it, really, because some things are pretty extreme. However, it's colourful and it's every storyline I get, I think, really? And then you get the script soon. You know, I work with great people. Like, I work with Nick Pickard. He's been in the show from day one. And he's just fantastic. So when it all comes together, you know, we've done quite well. We've won some good awards in the last couple of years. We're getting some good recognition. So, you know, I am proud of it. So it's good. And it's round the corner. I literally fall out of bed and I'm in
work. Oh, perfect. So
I know. I don't think I could do it if it was any other way, because I'm not a morning person. Let me tell you, I'm terrible. I don't know about you, honestly, and I'm getting worse as I get older.
Oh, no.
Wake up.
Do you ever, I always say this, and Kelly always laughs, but sort of from my mid-40s, I started to have a nana nap, and I can't recommend it more, Alex.
I'm so jealous of how she gets it done as well, because there's no way I ever get one of those.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I do it at the time, and a lot of people in work do these naps, and I am quite envious of them, but I'm too nosy, me.
Right.
I'm scared of missing out on one of them.
Okay.
But it's funny, isn't it? Like, I'm kind of going, well, I'm going through the menopause, and I've been quite ignorant to all that. I've been quite like, no, that's not really happening.
It's tricky, isn't it? Because how old's Hanson? Hanson's only listening.
He's 4, yes.
Yeah.
So I had Jasmine, obviously, in I think I was 27, 28, and I had Hanson at 39, and I can honestly say he was the healthiest pregnancy that I had.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think being younger, I'm sure that's got benefits, obviously, but, you know, honestly, I wouldn't let...
Maybe your state of mind and, I don't know. Yeah, when you get into those sort of, you know, approaching 40, I think you... I mean, I had Pollyanna now when I was 40 or 41. Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
And I'm still here, Alex, don't worry, still here. And, but my eggs are dead as well. Yeah, they've all gone. But I do remember the attitude second time round wasn't just, oh, I've had one before, but it was also because I was older. I just think I was just, my approach was a bit more, I mean, it was probably wrong because it was like, nah, I don't need to have done it to do it, you know, prenatal or anything. I'll just, you know, pop her out, whatever.
A bit more confident.
Maybe that comes with age, that kind of approach to, you know, having children and the whole thing. But and you managed to breastfeed, didn't you? You one for one, but not for the other.
Yeah, I did. And again, I think just because of my, a little bit of ignorance, really. And my mum never breastfed me or my brother. And so she did, there was no pressure there from like being influenced anyway. And Yasmin was a perfectly healthy baby. But when I had Hanson, I came out of theatre and he crawled up my chest and he latched on. And I was like, but I've got a prep machine. And I'm not going to lie, and the midwife was like, Alex, that's amazing. And so he told me what I was doing. I literally had no choice.
Oh, I love that.
And it was fantastic. It was one of the best things that I've ever done. However, I'd never pressurise any mum to say one's best is breast and all that. If you can do it, great. You do what's right for you. It was really tough. Mm-hmm. And I had to kind of wind it up in about 4 months. I don't know how anybody does it beyond that because felt pinned to like the sofa. You kind of like, because they can like smell you, you know, they smell you out, don't they? they do. But it was one of them experiences that I'm so glad that he taught me, you know.
Yeah. He really did. Yeah.
So it took my mind off feeling sorry for myself.
Yeah.
After the section, because you kind of don't know where you're at, do you, after that? You know,
no
walk in the park.
No, it's, I mean, with your first, can I ask, was it an emergency, sort of not planned? Because my first was an emergency, not a serious one, but, and then my second, I chose to have him C-section.
No, my first, Yasmin was breached the whole time, and I had quite a tough pregnancy with her. I was losing water, so I was in for a week. And it was really, really scary. So I had no chance. I remember Dr. Nawasu saying to me, you know, we can't risk turning her. She's breech, so you have to have a section. So I was relieved in one way because I thought, well, she's the safest way possible.
Yeah.
But again, at my age and ignorance, I was just a bit like, you're just like a bit of a nodding dog. You just go with what you're told, don't you?
Yeah.
With Hanson, however, he was a big baby. You're given the choice with your second section because you've got more risks of rupturing. I remember just thinking, I don't want to rupture. And he was back to back. So we made the decision that I was going to go for another section. Okay. And that was tough because I possibly could have tried, but I bottled it.
I don't think it's that. I think we're so hard on ourselves about it. Because I remember with my second, my son, they were trying to get me to have him naturally. And someone said to me, well, it costs them thousands to have C-sections. So literally they're like ticking a finger and we don't want to spend that money if we can help. And I just felt much more comfortable going, no, I'm having it planned. So I know everything. I know what's going on. I didn't want what happened the first time to happen again. And I think we, you know, I know you said like you bottled it, but I think actually it's actually really brave to take that road and go, no, I'm going to, because it's a bit scary being in there and.
Yeah, it is.
The recovery is longer and, you know.
Yeah, I must admit though, my second section was like a different experience altogether. I don't know whether it's just, you know, it's progression and I don't know the drugs. I have no idea. But it was like I just thought I'm having no pain and it just seemed a speedy recovery and I don't know whether breastfeeding helped. Everything just shrunk back a bit quicker and
it does. That's what
it took my mind off it because I was so focused on feeding Hanson and doing that I didn't have the time to kind of worry about my scar or
So with sort of is Yasmin She was, she's a Yaz, lovely Yaz. There's a lovely age gap there. Yeah. I quite like the age gap thing. Do you?
Yeah. Do you know what? It was not a concern, because obviously I've got to be honest with you, we had Yaz, and you know, you're so focused on your first baby and you're enjoying all those moments that I was never that broody. I genuinely just was happy with her, and that was that. And it was only when I started creeping towards the 38, 37, 38, I thought, right, I need to, if I'm going to have another baby, I've got a window of opportunity. I can't leave any longer. And unfortunately, I had an ectopic pregnancy, and that was a bit grim. And that really panicked me, because I thought everything's blocked and it's my own fault, because I was out of work for so long that I got Hollyoaks, and I was on that treadmill and I was getting great storylines, and it was like, how am I going to fit another baby into all this?
Yeah.
And then we got pregnant, and then obviously, you know, the ectopic pregnancy was horrendous. And anyway, I had to go on this drug called methotrexate. I didn't have to have surgery, which was lucky, but that wasn't working. And anyway, that just meant I had two lots of that, but I couldn't get pregnant then for 6 months.
Right.
I think that happening cleared everything, and we got Hanson pretty quick.
Wow.
Oh. And I genuinely think if that hadn't happened,
maybe you would.
I don't know, but we're so lucky to have him. So it's just, for me, I look at him every day and I'm like, how's it? Yeah, you know what I mean?
So from the work experience, the sort of thing where you've been so intense at work, previously, and then worrying about as sort of like making babies, but also being a mum. When it came around to Hanson, did you lay off a bit, or did you feel like, now I've got to make a bit of a decision here whether to? The problem in this industry, as well, you know, if you get a job, you feel like you've got to take it. It's not about life around you. It's like, no, sorry. You know, if jobs come along, everything else has got to fall by the wayside, because this might be the last one I get. Yeah.
The thing for me is with Hollyoaks, they were really good. I obviously, they were with me through the whole experience, because I had to have a bit of time off and everything, and to recover. And I did say to my boss, look, I'm worried if I leave it too long, Anna, and you give me as much time off as I need, which they were happy to do. I'm worried that I'm going to lose my confidence, and I'm not going to want to come back.
Yeah.
So, because that happened to me the first time when I had Yaz. I had 18 months off with her, got offered a big job down in London at the Bill, big 2-year deal. Mm. And I panicked and I thought, I can't do this. I can't go back into that rat race. And I had to turn the job down and I had to walk away from my agent.
Wow. And
looking back,
it
was a
crikey.
It was huge.
And oh, Alex.
My nan, was the only one who was saying, she doesn't want to do it. It's not right for her. And everybody else, out of love and trying to be supportive, were like, you can do it. Yeah. And I was like, they were like, get a nanny and all this. And I was like, it's my first child. I was like, get a nanny. But I was just overwhelmed and I didn't take the job. And now with a different head and, you know, looking back, I think it was quite immature, really, the way I behaved. I had that time with Yasmin and I've had that experience and I would never get that back. Whereas with Hanson, I was the other way. I said, I don't want to not come back. If I come back too late, I might lose all my confidence like I did last time, and I don't want that to happen. So I went back and he was only 6 months.
That's a good age though. You know, you've had that time with him, and 6 months that's a pretty good.
It was enough, and I had to make it work. I'd made that decision.
And when you're happy and thriving,
exactly,
then they are as well. And it's very hard for women, because no matter what you do, in what business or what industry, I feel that, you know, we have a lot of pressure on us anyway. And when you've had a child, you're very hormonal, whether you, I hate saying that, because if someone said that to me, I would lamp them. But the truth is you are. You don't really know whether you're coming or going.
No,
you feel guilt all the time, guilt for not having enough time with your partner away from them, guilt for having, you do lose your confidence a bit, definitely, because you're inside more, you're not mixing the same. There's so many things going on. So,
yeah.
The Hot Mess Mums, Kelly Pegg with Jenny Powell.
We're back for another series of the Hot Mess Mums Club, and you can join us.
Become a member of the Hot Mess Mums Club today and join our amazing community of mums across the country. Being a parent can be a lonely place at times, so come and be a part of our special club and we can get through our parenting struggles together.
Once you join the club, you'll receive a goodie bag, including, wow, we've got some amazing products, haven't we, Jenny?
Yeah, we've got Greenstem CBD, who I'm an ambassador for, and that's their lip balms, which are really cool. What else? Oh, there's those mugs.
We've got mugs. Yeah, everyone needs a Hot Mess Mums Club mug. We've got some gorgeous protein bars from Misfits. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And of course, our Hot Mess Mums t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, they are going to be amazing. So not only that, you'll also get bonus bits from every episode, have access to exclusive Zoom lunches with our fellow mums and live shows, and you'll be able to join the two of us on Instagram Live.
That's always a hoop. So to become a member of the Hot Mess Mums Club, visit our website at hotmessmumsclub.com and sign up today.
Our Hot Mess Mums, telling it like it is, Kelly Pegg with Jenny Powell.
All I could go off was my first experience with Yaz, and I thought I was out of work too long there.
Yeah.
And even when the best opportunity came, I couldn't do it. I was like a script. It was like a little bit of a mini breakdown within me, and a part of me had gone, and I was like, "Oh, where's she gone?" And that took time to get back, really.
Yeah,
which
I get that.
I literally trained as a fitness instructor to get, like, you know, to get my body back, but not just the way I looked, for me head, and for me to be able to stand in a room with a load of women and men and you know, and be able to teach them. I thought, if I can't do that, I've got no chance.
Right.
And that's what I did. And then it slowly came back.
It's so brave of you to admit it and to talk about that, though, because I feel that a lot of us don't. We don't sort of talk about that side of it, losing our confidence and not knowing where to go forward and how to balance the work thing. So, you know.
And it's such a
sometimes
personal
you
thing,
can't balance it.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Sometimes it does go wrong, and you think, "Oh, I made a pig's ear of that." But you can only try your best. And
I'm always so confused when some people say, and I've had it said to me a few times, "Well, you can have it all. You absolutely can." And I think, well, it takes a long time to get that because it's really not easy. Because wherever you look at it, you're spinning plates. You know.
Yeah.
So I think it comes with age and, like you said, experience of learning what you, when you went through the first time.
Yeah.
To how it helped you.
Yeah, definitely. I still don't know very much.
Well, I think you
I
do.
I'm still learning. I'm like, with Hanson, all the homeschooling. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I don't know about yourselves, but.
We were dying.
Again.
We were on here and this was our saviour. And literally we get on Zoom for a podcast and we were like, about everything. And then we just felt better afterwards. It was dreadful.
It's good, isn't it? Just get it off your chest.
Yeah.
I mean, like one of my friends, she's got four boys and I daren't ever complain because she was working from home. She's got twins. She has an 8-year-old and then she's got one who's like 20 odd and he was obviously doing his bit and she was trying to juggle all that. And I was like, just cut yourself a bit of slack. Mm. Seriously, you are doing great. And, you know, we were doing that couch to 5K, trying to encourage each other to just, you know, go for a run and just clear your head and just take a breath. Because, you know, I knew what it was like. And I had Jasmine, and I've got to say, she's been amazing. Like,
she's great with Hanson.
She's got her head more screwed on than she's amazing with them. Like, I genuinely... She's like another little mum. And sometimes I'm like, okay, yes. But I had the Seesaw app for him because obviously he's going to school. And so he's being taught like all the motor skills to hold a pencil. And I'm thinking, I'm only getting my phone and it's pinging away. And I'm like, right, okay. I was ordering all kinds of stuff from Amazon, like the Collins workbooks. And he'd just go, "Mummy, I'm bored." And I'd be like, oh, well, so am I, actually. And then Neil'd be like, "Ow, chill out, he's four." And I'd be like, "Oh, yeah, okay." Like, learning through play. And this one day I'd set up, like, a treasure map in the garden. And I was made up with it, and it took me about half an hour. And he just wasn't into it at all.
It's heartbreaking.
I was absolutely devastated. I was like, yeah. And then I thought, right. So it was just, again, he taught me. Right. But it's just like, it was just mad.
It's mad. Did you find that you're, you know, because you qualified as in fitness and training, did you find that that was a godsend, really? And even now, with sort of the way your life is through going, you know, working and children and lockdown and all that, I bet it's been a double whammy bonus.
Well, do you know what? In fairness, I've kind of, I go for a run. If I'm feeling a little bit like my head's a little bit got too much going on, I'll put my trainers on and I'll go for a run, 20 minutes or even a fast walk. I've learned to kind of be a little bit kinder to yourself. Like, I'm a little bit hypo. I'm a bit like everything's got to be like 110 miles an hour. So I've tried to step back a bit because I've seen more results actually from doing a little bit more yoga. And I've been doing a bit of Joe Wicks. I'm not going to lie. I think he's brilliant. I think his little 20 minute HIIT sessions. And he's easy on the eye. And I just think he's marvellous, to be honest with you. I really do. And there's no excuse because you can do it, you know. I mean, we're lucky. I've got a garden. I've got space. I've been doing a bit of that. It's doable. It's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I
mean?
Well,
when you're busy, and I've only just sort of cracked this because I'm a bit, like you say, 100 miles an hour. And I think I've gone too far sometimes. But I think when you do those little 20-minute blasts around, it's perfect. Because when you're a mum, you're working, you cannot, like, do it every day. It's, you know, or to an hour and a half sessions. It's impossible. And then you just end up feeling exhausted.
I think it's all about balance for all of us, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
I think, Alex, you're saying even you're quite hyper and, you know, you like to be doing.
It's hard
work. To have makes balance.
Yeah. Yeah. And it makes you a bit poorly when you're like that, doesn't it? I'm the same.
Swears
I get
you out. Just everything. You out.
Yeah. All or nothing. And I end up being nothing. So I'm like a bit like what you said. I'm really learning to pull back and not sweat it anymore, not get in that because it's.
And that like panicked, like there's so much to do and there's only 24 hours in a day kind of thing.
That's it.
I think if I do a list, and I stick to a little bit of it. If I haven't got a time, like if I'm not in work, everything is to the time. You're in the makeup chair at 7:30. Mm-hmm. You do that scene there and you're like this.
Right.
So when I have got a day off, I go to bits because I don't know. Yeah, I'm not used to it.
Structure.
I'm like,
right.
Yeah. I'm like, oh. And everything takes me 10 times longer. So if I do a list and I think, well, I'll do that and that and that. And I haven't done it by then, but I generally have. Do you know what I mean?
Kelly Pegg, Jenny Powell, Hot Mess Mums.
We know that 2020 has been a difficult year for everyone, so we want to do something to make sure one mum has a Christmas to remember for the right reasons this year.
Our friends at Swan are helping us do this by giving you a voucher for their products for a massive £2,000. Now, if you don't know about Swan, their homeware products are amazing. They're great quality, super stylish, and this money can go a long way to giving your home a facelift this Christmas.
We want to find the most deserving mum in the Hot Mess Mums Club, someone who's had the most challenging 12 months. To find them, we want you to nominate someone you know that has gone above and beyond this year, being an incredible mum in the most trying times.
To do this, all you need to do is to go to hotmessmumsclub.com/win and let us know all about the person that you're nominating.
Do it. Entries close at 23:59 on Thursday, 3rd of December, 2020. After this, we'll go through all the entries before finding our hero mum of 2020. Good luck.
The Hot Mess Mums. Kelly Pegg with Jenny Powell.
So going back to sort of the structure you've got to work, etc., has it changed much? Is it all right that I've got a few sort of friends who are in soaps, etc. And everyone's got quite a different opinion. Some people really love the way it's worked out now because obviously it's quite a different routine, isn't it? Different way of filming. Did it work for you?
Do you know what? I was on the first cast back because we were so busy before lockdown. There was a massive storyline that we needed to finish to get ready to go on air. And it was a bit strange going back because you know, we're, the whole 2 meter distance, we're still doing that, but we can cheat everything with the cameras, and we are achieving it. The makeup girls obviously can't do our makeup, so it's not very creative for them. But fundamentally, we're all in a job, mm-hmm. and that's a good thing. So now, you know, Lime are doing everything they can to make it safe for all of us. Obviously, of course, they are. It's just nice to see all the crew and your fellow cast members. Like, it's weird not being able to hug anyone and doing the whole elbow thing, you know, at a distance. But we're making it work at the minute, and touch wood, it's all being okay. And before lockdown, I was so busy. You could be frosted from, like, because of 5 nights a week from 5 different units. And you did feel like you were in a bit of a washing up bowl some days. But now, because you're in your own bubble, once you've been on one unit in that day, you'll never cross over to another.
Right.
So is that if anybody does get poorly, then obviously they know you've only been with them people. And so it seems to be running a lot smoother.
Okay.
So there's loads of positives, really. I've got my own dressing room, which I love.
Yay!
Get a bit of space,
yeah, which is
you?
A little bit of space and a bit of a headspace to learn your lines. And, you know, I just think there's lots of positives. And we're all doing it, and we're back on screen now, and that's good. And fingers crossed, it's we're going to be back to 5 nights a week beginning of January.
Oh, fab.
So it'll get busier then, you know, we're just slowly getting back.
Kelly, you're a big soap fan, aren't you?
Yeah, well, Brookie was a big fan.
Oh, no.
I know I shouldn't say this, and it's probably really unprofessional, but I had a massive crush.
Don't embarrass yourself, Kelly. Kelly, stop. Don't embarrass yourself.
Go on.
This is where it all goes.
I had a massive crush on Paul Usher, who played Barry Graham. I've got the DVD.
Alex, you have not.
You know the one with him and Claire Sweeney, The Weekend. You know, do you remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that. That was quite near the end, that.
Yeah.
That was not long before it went.
Oh, my God. I was so in love with him. He was just, a bad boy.
Yeah. Well, he was, wasn't he? Didn't he do a little bit on EastEnders?
I think
I'm
he
sure
did.
Paul
should yeah.
do a little bit on EastEnders. They love to have a little swap, don't they?
Yeah. Do you think you ever would? What would you dabble in if you could?
I auditioned for Dancing on Ice.
Oh, yeah.
I found out that I didn't get it a couple of days ago.
Oh, no. Oh.
No, but it's fine, because I thought you either go down that road.
That way, yeah.
Yeah. Or you save yourself and you've got a good chance of going down that road with, you know, doing a serious, being taken as a serious actress. Mm. So I think it might have been a blessing in disguise.
I see you more as a Strictly girl.
Well, I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
I would love to do that.
Because Strictly is more theatre, and I think, I'm not a fan of Dancing on Ice. I think you'd be great on Strictly.
Well, I didn't get it, and I was like Bambi on ice, I'm not going to lie. I mean, they brought a crash helmet onto the ice, and I was like, are you actually joking?
It's really dangerous. I mean, I had to do it once.
I wasn't that bad. I wasn't that bad that they needed to bring the crash helmet. I was like, oh, okay, I'll just kill my confidence straight away.
No, but it's interesting, because that's the other thing with the career you've chosen. You know, you're auditioning constantly, or it's always in, you know, you're always being offered jobs, or being judged, really. And sometimes you don't get things. And we were talking about confidence and losing it before with having kids. Never mind being in the industry you're in, where, you know, you don't get a lot of stuff. And then it's how you come back from that every time. And I think that attitude of like, well, I didn't get it, but you know what? It means that something else is going to come along.
Yeah.
And, you know, on a parallel, and it's a shift towards that rather than, you know, the one that maybe would have taken me somewhere that I probably wouldn't have liked. You don't know, do you?
Yeah.
Especially if there's a crash helmet involved.
That's exactly that. I mean, the only thing I could do was go backwards, which was dead funny. And we were laughing. The guy who was skating with me, Chris. So I'm going backwards doing these baby penguin steps. And I was like, I look like I've had an accident in my pants. And this is not ladylike at all. So we were killing ourselves laughing. But I thought, no wonder I didn't bloody get it. You know what I mean? I wasn't great.
When you say Chris, you're not talking about Christopher Dean, are you?
No.
It wasn't. I thought, oh, I wish. He gets in there straight away.
No, it wasn't Christopher Dean. It was another Chris who was amazing and held on to me really tightly. But it was, do you know what? It was a good experience, Anne.
Exactly. I
had to go and I didn't get it and it wasn't meant to be, and that's that. End of.
Oh, I love your way of thinking. Yeah. I do. It's really refreshing and, you know, it is. It's nice.
Yeah, I think you come from exactly the right place. I think you've learned a lot along the way, haven't you?
I think so.
And, you know, I can't call you, we can't really call you an older mum because I don't think you've got, I just think you're a wiser mum.
Yeah. That'll do.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Alex. It's been lovely to talk to you, honestly. It's been really good.
Our Hot Mess Mums, telling it like it is, Kelly Pegg with Jenny Powell.
Thanks again to Swan for sponsoring this episode of the Hot Mess Mums Club.
We're giving away an incredible voucher for Swan's products worth £2,000 all across this series.
We want to find the most deserving mum in the Hot Mess Mums Club, and we need you to help us.
To do this, all you need to do is go to hotmessmumsclub.com/win and let us know all about the person you're nominating.
Entries close at 23:59 on Thursday, the 3rd of December 2020. After this, we'll go through all the entries before finding our hero mum of 2020. Good luck!